It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. My guest today is Christy Kern from ASU Mountain Home. Christy and I were just talking before we went on air. I cannot believe fall's right around the corner.
Fall is right around the corner. We are there, girl. And it's time for folks to come in and register and get themselves enrolled for fall classes. It takes a little while for financial aid paperwork to go through. If you and you should always assume that there might be something out there for you as far as paying for college, because we have such fabulous opportunities with Pell Grants, with scholarships. You just never know what's going to be available to help you pay for college, but that takes time.
It does.
So we need folks to come in early, which is now, if they're interested in getting in school this fall. Classes begin August 20th, so now is the perfect time to come in and get your paperwork started, and before you know it, it'll be here.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And you do have people in the offices that are knowledgeable, that can guide you.
Absolutely.
You know, tell you at least what direction to go. So it's not like you're just in the middle of a stream wondering, where am I? What do I do? What paddle do I use?
You know? You're exactly right. We really do have fantastic folks on hand all summer to help you in the admissions office. Chris or Mary Jo or anybody up there can help you get started to fill out an application. And they're also online. So you can start by filling out an application online. Mm-hmm. Then Chris and Mary Jo can help you get all the paperwork that you need, whether it's a transcript or a shot record. They can kind of walk you through that process. Financial aid is a totally different department, though it's same floor, a third floor of Roller Hall. Their offices are very close together. But the folks up there can help you. The first thing you need to do is to fill out the free application for student aid, which is the FAFSA. And those folks can help you do that. We've got about 20 people on staff who are trained to help you fill out the financial aid.
I'm not going to lie to you, the FAFSA forms are a bit daunting.
They are.
When you look at them.
You do have to have your tax information handy.
There you go.
So we are happy to help you start that process, and you never know how much aid is going to be available for you. You really don't.
And you don't know what type of aid as well.
Exactly.
There are lots of scholarships out there. If you're willing to kind of drill down into the information, there are scholarships out there that people are absolutely unaware of. Depending on your background, your heritage, your culture.
Absolutely.
There's all kinds of crazy scholarships out there.
Yeah. And you know, we have a good many scholarships that are provided for non-traditional students, which means students who are coming back after taking several years off, folks who are 25 years or older. And I mean, really and truly, there's money out there. There are people who want to help you get in school and be successful.
I was going to say single moms too.
Oh,
there's
lots of opportunities. Our Career Pathways program provides support for single parents, whether you're a man or a woman.
That's very true.
And it's great support. They will help you with childcare costs. They will help you with gas cards to get to school. All kinds of resources that are available.
You'd be shocked what's out there.
Yes. Jackie Edmonds heads up our Career Pathways program.
And she is so awesome.
Well, you know, there are great things out there. And our folks are trained to help you find those. So we want to do that. If you need help, you can call us anytime at 508-6100. And the folks in the admissions office can help get you to the right person.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
What else is going on, Christy?
Well, lots of new things coming up. They're mostly new classes. We don't have any new programs starting. We're still pushing with all of our technical programs out at the Tech Center. We've got HVAC, welding, mechatronics, machining, which was a new program last year for us, and HVAC. Our welding program is really popping at the seams. We've got boat companies in town that need to hire welders immediately. Lots of jobs out there.
Lots of friends that work in that community, in the boat building and trailer building.
Trailer building is huge. Absolutely.
It's huge in this area, and they are just crying for new people.
They are indeed. And
it's good money.
Oh, it is good money. Absolutely it is. And really, the cool thing is we've got welding instructors who have worked in the industry and who have contacts who can help you, you know, really find a job. And some of our top welders are women. So
Don't assume this is not about gender
absolutely
at all.
No. In fact, some of our top automotive students have been women. Some of the top welding students have been women. We're just really proud that the technical center out there is for everyone.
Excellent.
Of course, mechatronics and machining have been huge programs for us. Mechatronics has had 65 apprentices from Baxter Lab in classes out there. They are actually learning while they're working full time. We're just about to do the same in our HVAC program, where you can work all day and then come to two night classes a week to get your credential in HVAC. And there are tons of people who need to hire people in heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. So,
and that is a specialized area.
Yeah, it is.
So you have to have the proper certification. You've got to have those classes.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, you want to add to that paycheck, add these classes.
Absolutely.
Boy, howdy.
Absolutely. Same with nursing and the health professions. You know, you can start with a CNA, which is a short-term class with us. You can go to a paramedic. You can go from paramedic to LPN to RN. So we can build a schedule for you and a plan for you, a degree for you that works for your schedule, regardless of whether you're working full-time now or you want to work a little bit and go to school a little bit. So we'll help you through all of that. Lots of great opportunity in health care always in our area. So,
we're so lucky to have ASU Mountain Home.
We really are. And lucky to have Baxter Regional Medical Center. They're a great partner for us.
Again, there's another one.
Yes,
you talk
absolutely.
About the boating industry, you talk about Baxter Labs, you talk about BRMC, plus all the other smaller companies, like you said, looking for HVAC and other qualified professionals, the nursing homes. You know,
yes,
they're crying for people. They really are.
They absolutely are. Of course, you know, some of our bread and butter always are the associate degrees that transfer to another institution. The Promise Scholarship has helped us a ton with Mountain Home students who didn't have other financial aid, who wanted to get that first 2 years of courses under their belt so that they could transfer to another institution. And right here, you can do that with an Associate of Arts or an Associate of General Studies. We also have four-year degrees that are available on our campus through A-State, Arkansas State's, our four-year campus in Jonesboro has a degree program on campus here in Mountain Home. So you could get a bachelor's degree or sometimes own through a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of good stuff, from accounting to management to criminology. Education is always a big one for us for four-year degrees. There's a four-year degree nursing program here and a physical therapy assistant program here. So
opportunities
tons
abound.
Of opportunities, absolutely. And you know, a fraction of the cost of going away to a four-year school.
I'm telling you, and you folks out there that have kiddos that are looking at going to college, it is so wonderful to have them here those first 2 years.
Absolutely.
Let them live at home. Let them work, save up some money, still be able to go to school, get those first 2 years of required courses under their belt, like you said, and then they're ready to move on.
Yes.
And you're ready to have them move on, I think. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think it just makes everything easier. Christy, I thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim. It's great to be here. Glad to talk to you. And
I'm not going to cut you off yet because I got to ask you, is Kevin Bacon as nice in person as he seems?
Kim, I wish you could have met him. I'm just going to tell
you.
You
know, I was just sick.
If he ever comes back, you're on my list, girl. Maybe we can get you an interview with him or something.
Yeah, backstage.
He is absolutely as nice. Yes.
Everybody says he really, really
and
is.
Respectful of his brother and his brother's success as a musician. Just incredible. He really defers to his brother in the situation that they're together playing. So
as well he should. He's an award-winning musician.
Yes, they both are. And
awesome.
Just fantastic.
What else do we have coming up on?
Well,
as far as entertainment goes.
Good shows left in this season. We just started with Kevin Bacon, but we've got David Howarth, who is from Branson.
Mm-hmm.
He's played on cruise ships. That's coming up Sunday, September 16th at 3 p.m. Fantastic. Haley Cultural Arts Show.
Okay.
Going to be fantastic. Then we have Brass Transit. And this group came together just to play the music of Chicago. And from what I understand, they're better than Chicago themselves.
Look them up on YouTube, folks. They're awesome.
Oh, man. And that show is going to be November 15th, which is a 7 o'clock show on a Thursday evening. We've got Evita, one of everybody's favorite Broadway musicals. That's coming in March. And the Doo-Wop Project. And these presenters are from Motown the Musical and all the good Buddy Holly, Frankie Valli, and all the good music of Jersey Boys.
So, oh, how fun
that's
going to be.
And coming in April. So great things coming this season.
Excellent. Thank you so much for all you do.
You are so welcome.
All right.
Thank you, Kim.
Good to see you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.